There's a beautiful hadith I would like to share with you, which is mentioned in Shama'il Tirmizi. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam would intentionally fast on Mondays and Thursdays. We had the practice of fasting in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Alhamdulillah, it would be easy for us to keep on the spirit of Ramadan alive. And we can fast on Mondays and Thursdays following the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We will have benefits of the hereafter for sure, but inshallah, benefits of this world also. Respected viewers, as far as health benefits are concerned of fasting, according to one research which is very famous in this day and age, that is known as intermittent fasting. And an approach of 5:2 ratio of intermittent fasting explains that one has to eat 5 days and fast for 2 days, Mondays and Thursdays. Allahu Akbar. The Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which was mentioned 1400 years ago, even today's research is proving that has its own health benefits and helps to reduce weight. We can definitely follow the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam for the benefits of the hereafter, but inshallah we will also gain the benefits of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to fast in other than Ramadan also following the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.